Swaraj Native Models of Governance, a three-day international conference that concluded at Karnataka State Rural Development and Panchayat Raj University Gadag on March 3, was a grand success. Exchange of thoughts. With 52 delegates from 15 foreign countries, the conference was international in the true sense. The conference also had 255 delegates from across the length and breadth of Bharat. These delegates represented more than 30 organizations and institutions from within the country and abroad. 44 resource persons from diverse academic and professional domains shared their thoughts during the discourses. Importantly, the conference received 170 abstracts and more than 100 full-length research papers by the authors during the conference. Also, 560 essays were received for the competition which was organized as part of the conference. The conference was enriched by the presence of 4 Padma Shri awardees, 15 vice chancellors of universities across India. It included Prof. Santi Shridhu, vice chancellor, JNU New Delhi and Prof. Neeraja A. Gupta, vice chancellor Sanchi University of Buddhist Indic Studies. Policymakers, bureaucrats and practitioners from areas as diverse as agriculture, science and technology, medicine, social sciences, arts and literature also made their presence felt. World is one family. The three-day conference witnessed technical sessions, panel discussions, paper presentations, case studies along with cultural programs which are in tune with the theme of the conference and reflect the global ethos of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. The first day's proceedings began at the auditorium of Keshalya Vikas Bhavan which reverberated to the mesmerizing Nadashwara beats and tunes played by Sri Harish and team from Mandya. An exhibition showcasing various aspects related to Swaraj was inaugurated on March 1, 2023, at the conference venue by Dr. Ashok Dalwai, IASRETD. CEO of National Rainfed Area Authority, NRAA, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, GOFT, of India, Padma Shri Awardi Mata Manjama Jyoti veteran Loka Kala artist, and Chi. Sukrishna Sethi, renowned artist and former chairman Lalit Kala Academy, GOFT, of India were the guests of honor. Prof. Vishukant Chatpalli Horn, VCKSRDPRU chaired the proceedings. Inauguration of the conference took place on March 1, 2023, in the auditorium of Kaushalya Vikas Bhavan. Padma Shri Awardi Shri Agus Indra Odiana, founder and chairman of Gandhi Ashram Puri, Bali and Lombok, Indonesia was the chief guest. Prof. Santi Shri Dhulipudi Pandit, Horn. Vice Chancellor, Jawaharlal Nehru University, New Delhi, and Prof. Neeraja A. Gupta, Hon. Vice Chancellor of Sanchi University of Buddhist Indic Studies, Sanchi Madhya Pradesh were the guests of honor. Prof. Vishukant Chatpalli, Hon. VCKSRDPRU, who chaired the proceedings and Sri Nanda Kumar, National Convener of Prajna Prava were present during the ceremony. The inaugural event was preceded by Nadashwara concert, enthralling performances of Dolu Kunita. Gaur Puja was performed at the venue followed by Mantra Ghosh by Veda Pandits. On the second day, March 2, the conference began in the auditorium of KVB with an enchanting classical dance presentation based on the theme of Pancha Mahabhuta by Mayur Academy Habali. The day's sessions opened at the auditorium of KVB with a special talk on Pancha Mahabhuta, by Shri Bhayaji Joshi, RSS's Akhil Bhartiya Karyakarini Sadasya. Parallel sessions were held during the first half of the days proceeding at 5 different venues where selected delegates made paper presentations on topics related to Pancha Mahabhuta, Dharma, Abhyudaya, Surajya and Swedya. The second session was on decolonization, wherein Nivedita Bhide, Vice President of Vivekanand Kendra Kanyakumari delivered a special talk. The third day, March 3, began with a classical dance metaphor titled, Naritya Rupaka, on holistic development by Shweta, a faculty member of KSRDPRU and her team. The team drew accolades for their gracious performance. This session was followed by a group discussion, in which academicians, policymakers, and practitioners expressed their views on matters of relevance. It saw the participation of Prof. M.S. Chaitra, Associate Prof. at Chanakya University Bengaluru, Shri Kiran D.M., Su Sherpa C20 India and Shri Basavaraj Patil Sedam, former MLC Government of Karnataka. The valedictory session of the conference was held post-lunch. Shri J. Nandakumar, National Convener of Prajna Prava, delivered the valedictory address. Prof. Vishukant Chatpalli, Hon. VCKSRDPRU, presided over the proceedings, by reading out the Swaraj resolution and making his presidential and concluding remarks. He said Swaraj conference was not just an event. Recognize and acknowledge the importance of Swaraj as a model of self-governance, and integrate it into policy-making processes at all levels of government and giving it legal authority. Develop and implement policies that prioritize the promotion of social, economic, educational and environmental justice and equity, based on local culture and autonomy. Foster partnerships and collaborations between government institutions, civil society organizations, and community groups to promote Swaraj values and principles in policy-making processes. Establish and support mechanisms for transparency, accountability, and citizen participation in the policy-making process, based on Swaraj principles and among others, the conference resolution reads. On academics and research, Swaraj resolution has advocated for establishing centers at various institutions to study Swaraj as a theory for self-governance, encouraging and facilitating collaborations between academics, researchers, and practitioners of Swaraj to promote interdisciplinary, transdisciplinary research, knowledge sharing and facilitating local communities to develop models of governance suited locally, developing and implementing Swaraj-based curriculum in schools and universities to promote research awareness and understanding of the philosophy among students and scholars, organizing conferences, workshops, and seminars to facilitate knowledge exchange, outreach and dialogue on Swaraj in collaboration with like-minded organizations and its relevance to contemporary issues, develop and disseminate open access resources such as journals, books, and online courses to promote the accessibility and dissemination of Swaraj knowledge and practices and among others.